water. Wait, you're still here? You stayed. No, it's Well, yeah, I guess I am surprised. You didn't have to stay, though. You know that, right? And yet you still stayed? It's definitely not a problem. Just like I said, I'm surprised. I know I can barely move on my own, but I'm not used to people staying. Anyone, really. Yeah, I know that I rolled my ankle, but it's fine. I mean, I can manage. I'm used to taking care of myself. Wait, what are you up to over there? You're putting up my lights? How did you even know about them? Oh gosh. Was I really going on about the stupid lights? I mean, yeah, I was hoping to have them up before Halloween. Did I not mention how I rolled my ankle? No? Okay. Well, you see, I was balancing on my desk chair to get them closer to the ceiling, and I kind of fell, and then I landed on my ankle. So this happened because of the lights. Don't laugh at me, butthead. I'm short. Accidents happen. Anyway, you really don't have to put them up. That's my problem, it's not yours. Though, you do get brownie points for being so gosh darn sweet. And I'm sure that in my drug-induced state, I mentioned that I wanted them up because, you know, since Halloween's tomorrow, I was planning on just celebrating the entire weekend, and I was gonna, you know, have one long Halloween. How so? Well, I will be watching scary movies and picking out on candy. I don't know, lights somehow made the whole thing even better. Are you sure you don't mind? Because if you feel like you have to, I assure you I won't be mad or disappointed. If anything, I just shouldn't have stood on the damn rolling chair. Will having them up make me happy? Well, yeah, of course, they're lights, and they'll make my room different colors, and it'll feel cozy and fun, and yeah, short answer, yeah, that would make me happy. Are you sure? I know they're just lights, and it's something you could do easily, but it does mean a lot that you're doing it, even if it is simple to you. Okay, if you say so. Ugh. No, just how long have I been asleep? A few hours? Okay, that's not too bad. Really hope you haven't just been sitting there watching me sleep this whole time, because as interesting as those lights seem to be, I know they probably haven't been, you know, taking up all your time. You were working on your computer? Okay, so just to be clear, you haven't been watching me sleep. Hey, you're just as much a goofball as I am. I am only making sure because I can be a weird sleeper, especially when on medicine. Actually, especially when I'm on leftover pain medication. I'm weird. Well, as a kid, I used to sleepwalk each time I had caffeine. Well, no, not since I was a kid, but I do sometimes wake up in full panic. Yeah, like, convinced I'm going to die panic. So somehow I become, like, hyper aware that I'm dreaming, and I get really paranoid that something's gonna happen. And when I wake up like that, I will occasionally confuse a shadow for a person, and then I freak out. Like I said, weird sleeper. Obviously, it's not like an everyday thing, since, you know, we've slept together before, so I mean, well, you know that. I don't need to explain it. I also just realized how many times I said like, so Sorry about that. Do I seem nervous? I mean, nervous is such a strong word. I don't know. We've been on dates, but I think we're still in the early stage, right? Right. Well, this feels kind of different. Like, this whole interaction feels different, and I'm just noticing how different it feels. Yeah, no, I think it's a good different. It's just, we have been out and about, usually at your place because it's nicer than mine, as you can so clearly see. And usually, you know, we're really goofy and we have fun and we're just, you know, we're playful and, but I don't know, this feels more intimate somehow. I don't know. There's a good chance that I'm only acting this way because the medicine is still in my system. You know, it's hydrocodone, and I stupidly took it on an empty stomach, so there is that. I don't know. Or maybe it's the fact that you're looking after me, which is, you know, really sweet. I don't know. No, it doesn't bother me at all. It's quite nice, actually. Like I said, I usually take care of people, so this is a nice change. I used to wonder what it would be like, and I always expected this strange feeling because, you know, I'm not always the best at being vulnerable. But right now, I don't really seem to mind that much because, you know, it's you, and you're very nice. You're lovely. Anyway, speaking of medicine, I have major cotton mouth from it, so do you mind grabbing me a Gatorade from the fridge? I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, preferably red, not yellow. Oh, fuck, I'm actually feeling things, damn it. Oh, what am I, okay. You know, the lights are looking really good. I'm definitely much better than I could have done. Yes, thank you. Yeah, that was very much needed. Thank you, again, for setting these up. It really does mean a lot to me because these lights, you know, they were, one of the few simple things to make me happy this month. So actually seeing them up makes, you know, it makes me happy. You're even placing them exactly how I wanted them, which is even better. I told you in extreme detail? I did not. No, I wouldn't. Did I? Ugh. What is wrong with me? God, I'm really annoying. I apologize for that. No wonder you felt the need to put them up. I was basically ordering you to. I'm so sorry. It was cute. You know what? I highly doubt that. I know how I can be when I want something done, but I can't do it myself. So I really am sorry. You can say it's cute all, you know, all you want. But it was also probably quite annoying. So seriously, thank you for being you. You're too good to me. And I've just realized, you know, it's Friday night, so now I really hope that I'm not keeping you from doing something you'd much rather be doing. What? You were hoping for another date? Okay, so your back is to me right now, but I really hope you could hear the smile in my voice when I asked that. Yes, I was in fact smiling. Because, oh no, I'm starting to think that you don't know what you do to me. Sorry, that was random. Oh no, You turn that cute little face back around. I'm being quite sincere right now and bringing up embarrassing emotions and all that fun stuff. So you don't get the satisfaction of seeing how red my face is right now. I hear that mumbling under your breath. As I was saying, You don't know what you do to me. You really don't. And that's probably my fault because I should express them, but I get really nervous around you. Yes, I do. I really do. Every time we have hung out, you always make me smile like crazy. Like right now. And whenever I come, you know, I would come back home, I would find myself rubbing my cheeks because they hurt so damn much because of all the smiling. And then when we hang out in a group, because, you know, we share friends, you know that. I don't know why I'm explaining it to you. I know I sound nervous again. Shush. There will be these moments when everything is, like, really loud. You know, everyone around us, they're talking, it's loud banter, but then you go and you put your hand on my back, or you brush your thumb over my shoulder before you squeeze it or you rub it, and it maybe kind of sends shivers down my spine. And I don't mean to drown you in compliments, but that hasn't happened before. A single touch hasn't made me quite so, I don't know, eager? Is that the right word? Maybe? I don't know, I'm sticking with it. I mean, if you insist, yes, you can turn around now. Is my face red? It feels red. What are you doing? You really made the room red just to make me feel more comfortable? Seriously, where did you come from? Because I'm not used to this. And I might add, you're always the best kisser, aren't you? I feel like I could just melt away right now. Is that ridiculous? Because I feel like it might be ridiculous. I don't know, maybe you're used to it. I'm not. I'm rambling again. Hi. Not at all. You sure? It's not fair. Just your lips, they're nice. They're heavenly. I like them. I'm smiling. Yeah, I know. My cheeks hurt. Sure, what do you want to know? What is it about the lights? So I had this idea that having LED lights in my room would just make me feel cozy inside. And, you know, with everything going on, feeling cozy feels necessary at this point. And just, okay, so imagine this, okay? We're laying down. We're just hanging out. We're enjoying each other's presence. We're laying down. We're staring up at the ceiling and the lights are on, okay? And we have, like, the Lumineers or Cigarettes After Sex playing on my speaker. So just imagine them playing. And then there's just a color swallowing us up. And the music makes us feel relaxed and safe. I mean, even just watching a movie, these lights just instantly, they offer a safety that, I don't know, I feel like I can't get somewhere else. It feels like I'm allowed to just be comfortable. I don't know, it's silly. It's not. You know, not a lot of people would drop everything to take care of their extremely clumsy girl that they're dating. Especially since you do most of your work on a computer and you're willingly doing so at my awful tiny desk in the corner. I don't know, my experience with other people I've dated, I can't picture them doing this. Okay, what do you want to make clear? Well, I care about you too. you instinctively wanted to take care of me when I told you I was hurt? Really? Just because I hurt my ankle. And even though, you know, we haven't been doing this for, you know, a really long time, you wanted to take care of me. You wanted to be here for me. Well, I don't mean to ruin the mood, but you saying that... you saying something like that makes me kind of emotional. Well, like I said, I'm always taking care of everyone, and usually that means I'm the one taking care of myself as well. It's how it's always been, and because of that, I'm not used to being taken care of. Now, that doesn't mean that I find it annoying or anything. It's something I'm not used to, and I'm so cautious to ask for help. I'm cautious to ask to be taken care of because I feel selfish. Like, I'm supposed to be doing it for everyone else. I don't deserve it. And, I don't know, I'm emotional because... you saying that has made me realize that I have been missing something. See, even right now, you put your arm around me, and there goes... I have shivers again. I can feel them just going down my spine. And then I look at you, and... I get emotional. It's new. It's different. I'm not in familiar territory right now. It's just I don't know. And I'm muttering and stuttering. I don't know. No. I am definitely not all kinds of special. But I'm not gonna lie, it makes me feel special to know that you think that I could be special. No, you didn't say could be, could you? I'm so lost in your eyes, I can't even speak. You didn't say could be, you said that I am all kinds of special, and I don't, you know, just, you're putting me in just, I can't focus, and you're smiling all goofy, just, yeah, that smile that I adore, just like that, you're making me feel a certain way, and I feel giddy, and I don't think it's the medicine at this point. Yeah, you can ask anything. What? Wait. No, just, you want to stay with me the whole weekend? Here. I mean, you don't have to do that if you feel forced. Like I said, it's just, I'm having a Halloween weekend. There's nothing special happening. It's just me. I can take care of myself. And after that whole speech, I don't want you to feel like I'm begging you to stay. That's not what I'm trying to... Don't tell me to hush. Do you really want to stay? Like, the whole weekend? You want to be here with me. And you want to make me feel better. Okay, well, keep in mind, I'm gonna be putting on Halloween makeup tomorrow, so I'm gonna be a spaz about it. And something that would really make me feel better would be putting Halloween makeup on you. Deal? That did not take much convincing, really? And what one condition is that? Wait. Hold on. Your one condition is you get to make me breakfast. So I do your makeup, which is for me, that's for my enjoyment, and your one condition is that you get to make me breakfast? Oh, a spooky breakfast. Sure, but to be fair, I am running low on rations. You'll take care of it. Fine. But a condition on top of your condition. I get to help. I never stayed at your place long enough to see what breakfast is like with you, so I want to be a part of it. Deal? Oh, but keep in mind, like, with the lights officially being up and with a mountain of scary movies just screaming out to me, don't be surprised if we just end up staying in my bed all weekend. I mean, I'm sure we can come up with many activities to do, but for the most part, it's just me here. That sounds perfect. Are you sure? You're not just saying that? That makes me really happy. Pick a color. Okay, blue. Would you look at that? Literally just like that. My bedroom is significantly comfier. So nice, isn't it? What do you think? My smile's why you wanted to do this? Is it that cute, or is it just silly? I bet it's silly. My smile's beautiful? Come on, that's not fair. Just come here. I really, really, really like you. Hope you know that. You do? Can I ask you something then? Anything? Okay. Are we counting this as our fifth date? Seven? Wait, what am I missing? Oh no, I feel bad. What am I forgetting? Wait, you count each time you see me? Really? That includes now? First of all, okay. First of all, you have no right, none whatsoever, no right being this cute. Second, and excuse the awkwardness of it all, but I'm nervous to ask this, okay. I would like to know if you would officially be my boyfriend. You were gonna ask me this weekend? Well, if you were going to ask me, does that automatically mean your answer is yes? I'm not the goofball. Well, not entirely. You're one too, okay? So, boyfriend. Wow. That's fun to say. My cheeks are hurting again. Oh, I really enjoy this. Yes. I am so glad you're enjoying it too. Well, I think you're beautiful too. Okay, so boyfriend, what do you want to do next?